Hey, I'm your spiritual fitness coach, Nat Crawford, and today we're going to talk about lust. And let's face it, we've all battled it or are battling it today. It's a challenge that can seem overwhelming, but with God's guidance, we can navigate these troubled waters. Listen to what the Apostle Paul wrote on this topic in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 through 5. God's will is for you to be holy, so stay away from all sexual sin. Then each of you will control his own body and live in holiness and honor, not in lustful passion like the pagans who do not know God and his ways. This passage is a practical reminder of God's desire for our lives, holiness and honor. But how do we achieve this, especially in a world saturated with temptations that appeal to our desires? The first thing Paul highlights in this passage is God's will for us to be holy. Holiness is often misunderstood as a state of perfection that's beyond our reach. However, holiness is about being set apart for God's purposes. It involves our everyday choices, actions, and thoughts. When we choose holiness, we align ourselves with God's will, turning away from behaviors that distance us from Him. Paul specifically mentions staying away from all forms of sexual sin. In today's digital age, this is more relevant than ever. The internet has made it incredibly easy to fall into lustful habits and patterns without even leaving our homes. But Paul's advice is timeless. Control your own body. This isn't just about physical restraint. It's about mental, spiritual, and emotional discipline as well. It involves guarding our hearts and minds, being mindful of what we consume through media and the company we keep. The contrast Paul draws between living in holiness and surrendering to lustful passion is severe. He points out that living according to lustful passion is similar to living like those who do not know God. As believers, we are called to live differently, in a way that honors God and reflects our knowledge of Him and His ways. Okay, but how do we apply this to our daily lives? It's one thing to know what we should do, and another to actually do it. First, guard your heart and mind. But how? Be intentional about what you watch, read, and listen to. Media can greatly influence our thoughts and desires. Choose content that uplifts and edifies, rather than that which fuels lustful thoughts. Second, seek accountability. Walking this journey alone can be difficult. Finding a trusted friend or mentor with whom you can share your struggles and victories. Accountability can be a powerful tool in overcoming temptation. Third, and most importantly, engage the Bible. Scripture is our greatest weapon against any form of temptation. Regularly reading and meditating on God's Word strengthens our spirit and renews our mind, equipping us to resist sinful desires. Next, pray continuously. Never underestimate the power of prayer. Ask God for strength, guidance, and purity of heart. He understands our struggles and is always ready to help us overcome. Last, run from temptation. Sometimes the best action is to physically remove yourself from tempting situations. If certain places, people, or activities make it difficult for you to control your thoughts and actions, it's best to avoid them. Battling lust is not about achieving perfection, but pursuing a life that honors God. Remember, God doesn't expect us to walk this path alone. He is with us every step of the way, providing strength, wisdom, and grace. Let's commit to living in holiness and honor as we control our bodies, and live not in lustful passion, but in a way that reflects our knowledge and love of God.